BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's one, we find a trailer for the best new film in ages. It's Sharknado. We mess with Chris's mind by putting a delay on his voice, which only he can hear, and make him call a very important person here at Radio 1. Danny Howard plays Real or No Real, and every time we go to a pub in the summer, why are we told to move behind the barrier?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, I found this brilliant new thing, and I think we could have a bit of fun with this. Well, I could have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, well, that tends to mean that I won't have so much fun with it.
It's going to make you sound quite stupid.
Right.
Like, what? More stupid.
What do you mean by that? More stupid?
Right, OK, I'll explain. When you hear your own voice on a very slight delay, it will mess with your mind. And I've just discovered this. So if I'm talking now, you can hear me. I'm talking in real time, so there's no issue, right?
Yeah.
If you hear yourself through your own ears on a really, really short delay, your brain cannot handle it. Like, and you end up talking strange.
Right.
Really weird. And I'm going to try this out on you. It just makes your voice weird.
Do I wear these headphones?
Yeah. Well, first of all, just read out those song lyrics I gave to you. Just a couple of lines.
Oh, okay. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
Everyone knows it. Get lucky, Daft Punk. Right, I'm going to turn the effect on now in your ears.
Right.
Okay. And read me the same lyrics. Go.
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. How does that work?
Okay, now you hear yourself normally again.
That's weird.
I know. What that is just a slight delay on your voice, which you can hear in your headphones, and it just makes the talking really odd.
So how am I sounding to you?
do it again.
We've come too far to give up who we are, so let's raise the bar and our cups to the stars.
And effect off. I've seen this on the internet where people have done this, and they call it speech jammer. So it's just a little delay in your ears.
Thing is, I can't imagine what I'm sounding like to people listening right now.
Believe me, it's good.
Really?
Yeah, really good. Let me just give the listeners a little idea of what you're hearing in your ears now, which is why it's messing you up.
Oh, can you do that?
Read some of the lyrics again.
Okay, now he was close.
Tried to domesticate you.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you're an animal.
Baby is in your nature.
Well, it's quite ridiculous. Annoying to listen to. So only Chris will hear that in his ears now, the slight delay. And I'd like to do something. I want to ring someone important with you having the delay in your ears.
Really? Is that not just going to make me sound really stupid?
Yes, let's do it next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So I've found this effect that I can play in Chris's headphones, which is a slight delay on his own voice, and it messes with your mind, but it does make you sound very funny. How are you feeling today, Chris?
I'm feeling good. I'm not quite sure what we're about to do next.
What did you have for breakfast today?
I had cereal and I had a sliced sausage sandwich as I walked to work.
What?
I had a sliced sausage sandwich as I walked to work.
Excellent. Right, I want you to make a call now. Remember, Chris has got a slight delay in his ears. So to him, it sounds like this.
Hello. Ooh, I'm Chris.
Horrible. But you won't be able to hear that bit. You'll just be able to hear his silly voice as he phones up someone really important. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
So I'll turn on the button, and at that point you'll hear the delay in your ears. I just want to speak to this person. I'm not going to tell you who it is until the phone starts ringing.
Do they know I'm about to call?
Of course not.
Right.
So I want you to say, what can we say? Say that you don't have anywhere to live at the moment. They're a nice person. They will help you out.
Yeah.
Just ask them a favour. Do they have somewhere to stay briefly while you get yourself sorted out and get a new flat?
Okay.
All right.
Who are we ringing?
Let me just let's just call the number, and then I'll tell you who it is. It's Big Boss Joe from Radio 1.
Oh,
Joe Harland.
Hello, is that Joe?
Yes, it is. It's Joe Harland. Who's speaking?
It's Chris. Stark.
Chris Stark. Hello, Chris. How can I help?
Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm very well. I'm very well. How are you? What's going on?
I'm sorry to call you whilst you're at work and I'm at work.
That's perfectly all right. Aren't you on air at the moment?
No, we're just playing a song.
Oh, okay. How can I help?
Basically, I've just lost my flat, and I was wondering if I could come and stay with you.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I just need a place to stay this weekend. And I thought, as my boss, you could help me.
Yeah, obviously, if you are in dire straits, you can stay over. But you do know, have you been drinking?
No. Absolutely not. I would never drink at work. That would be not allowed.
Well, no, absolutely. I would suggest, well, obviously, if you want to stay over, that's not necessarily a problem. Obviously, you can do that. Are you okay?
To be perfectly honest with you, I just feel a little bit under the weather. It's probably just a cold.
Do you want me to come through to the studio?
Ideally not. Can I stay with you?
Let's pick this up after the show, Chris, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Chris.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh,
that's not cool, Scott. He thought I was drunk.
It does. It can make you sound quite drunk.
Can someone tell him that what's going on here? Because that's just not cool.
To be perfectly honest with you.
It's my boss, man.
Why does it do that to your voice? It's so weird that a delay can make you go up and down like that. That's really odd.
It's odd because I know that I'm doing it, but I don't know what it's sounding like. I'm just trying to style it out.
But why does it make your voice do that? It's brilliant.
I don't know, but can someone...
I'll tell him now, don't worry.
What's he going to think? That's not the most professional
I'll tell him
way to
now.
Come across. Really?
I'll tell him now.
You won't, though.
I will, though.
Or he won't believe it.
Okay, give me a few minutes more and then I'll tell him.
No, tell him now.
I'm enjoying it. Chris is still stressed that we've just called one of the big bosses here at Radio 1. And I put a delay on his voice, which only he can hear in his ears and makes him sound proper weird.
I'm just concerned that, one, I wouldn't call him. Generally, probably wouldn't call him for that kind of thing anyway.
No, really
but
not.
But two, we're on air at the moment. And three, he thinks I'm drunk, you know? That's not cool.
Do you want to hear what you actually sounded like on the phone?
I'm not sure.
Let me
go
play
for it.
Hang on, let me play it to you now.
To be perfectly honest with you, I just feel a little bit under the weather. It's probably just a cold. Oh, it's weird, isn't it?
Really weird. Do you feel that you would like to apologise?
Well, yeah, I'd ideally...
Cool, apologise yourself, I'm calling him now.
Joe what? Harland.
Hi, Joe, it's Chris again.
Hi, Chris, you all right?
I'm really sorry about earlier, I just called to apologise. Oh, Scott.
Chris.
Yeah, I just want to say sorry for what just happened. It was my voice being silly, not... Me being...
You think this is a phone issue?
Scott's make me sound weird. I called you to apologise, but this is all going wrong.
Okay, I'm going to... Look, Zane's just appeared. I wonder if Zane might be able to help. One moment. Chris Stark on the phone for you.
What?
Yo.
Hi, Zane. You all right?
Yeah, good. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Good, man. Good, good. What can I do for you?
I just was saying to Joe that I need to apologise for the state of my voice.
Oh, this is a thing?
No, it's... I'm not...
This is a thing. This is a radio thing.
No, I tried to apologise to Joe, and Scott has got this thing on the phone which is making me sound weird.
Oh, it's a thing. It sounds good. I like it. It's funny. It's good. You sound good. Say something.
Can you apologise to Joe for me? I'm not drunk
I'm doing it
on
now.
Air.
He says sorry. Sorry. He says sorry. Okay. He says sorry for the thing.
Okay, right.
Okay. So we're good then, yeah?
Yeah, all good, mate. Thank you, Zane.
Starkey.
Oh, this is getting worse. Why am I not right now with Zane?
Now Zane's involved.
Okay. Right, I'm sending an all-staff email now explaining what's going on.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Amazing reaction to that on tweet, on Facebook, on text. People fully loving that. I think we should call it jammer time. So we've got this speech jammer thing where it just delays your voice in your headphones by 0.2 seconds. But that's exactly the length of time where it scrambles your brain. Like, working in radio, you get stuff in your headphones, you hear stuff all the time. But if it's at that delay, your brain will melt. It cannot handle it.
It's so weird. It's so hard to explain because I was desperately trying to talk normally and you just can't.
And you sounded like this.
How can I help?
I've just lost my flat. And I was wondering if I could come and stay with you.
Why does it go up so high?
I don't know.
Or what about...
Have you been drinking?
No. Absolutely not. I would never drink at work. That would be not allowed.
Not allowed. Now, somebody that wants to be kept anonymous and remain anonymous here at BBC Radio 1 and One Extra has just sent me this clip. Now, the same thing was happening on this One Extra newscast, and the lady, without realising it, had the delay in her ears again, exactly the same amount of delay. Imagine this when you're reading the news.
This is BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Go.
The EU faces its biggest ever challenge.
Newsbeat.
The man in charge of running the European Union says the Europe debt crisis is the most demanding problem in its history.
Oh, that poor girl.
That's amazing.
The EU faces this again.
This is BBC Radio 1
One more,
Extra.
One more.
The EU faces its biggest ever challenge.
Newsbeat.
The man in charge of running the European Union says the Europe debt crisis is the most demanding problem in its history.
Oh no!
Oh dear!
Oh, I'm gonna put that on my phone.
Cheers me up every time.
No, you can't say that.
It does, though. Do you know who'd be really good at this? We should definitely get Zane Lowe to make a call.
Mm.
Because let's just think about how fast he talks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is coming out as both a 7-inch and digitally on London-based New Music Club in early June. But right now, your first taste, as far as most people listening to this radio show is concerned, of a band called Deep Sea Arcade. This is Lonely in Your Arms. It's next. Hype!
Yeah, try that with a 0.2 delay. We've got to do that
ridiculous.
Next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kesha was in with Grimmy this morning.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That was great.
See, I always like listening whenever I hear her on Radio 1, it's brilliant, whatever show she's on, because you know she's going to come in all the glitters and just be slightly mad.
Love her. And she's left me a message.
Oh, wow.
Let's have a listen.
Hey, Scott, it's Kesha. I was here and I was looking everywhere for you. I came to see you. And
I don't live here.
You weren't here. But I just wanted to stop by and tell you that I love you dearly. Next time I'm here, I want to play some innuendo bingo and spit all over you.
Yes.
And if you want to, come to my show. I'm playing on Monday at Brixton Academy, Monday night. So come if you want to surprise me. I love you. Bye.
Should we go?
I'm not so sure. Yes, maybe we should. Yes, I'm definitely...
What are you saying about going to a Kesha gig? Oh, you're too cool for that now, are you?
No. Absolutely not. I just think...
Are you worried about where a night with Kesha ends?
Well, this is it. It wouldn't just be the concert. I assume we'd have to go surprise her.
Absolutely, I'll be surprising her. I had a brilliant night with her once.
Did you?
At the Brit Awards. She is so much fun to go out with.
I think she'd be too much for me. I genuinely think that.
I think you might be right. I think she may break you.
And what does that mean?
Well, you weren't there last time.
Right.
Wow. Definitely want to go and see her on Monday. She's fun. So that was awkward, wasn't it, with Harry Styles on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning with her and Styles?
Oh, it was so good. I was watching it on my phone this morning when I was coming into work. It was just incredibly awkward.
It's one of those things that, did you keep on watching it? Because
yeah.
It was just like, I have to see the end of this.
Yeah.
If you missed it...
How much do you reckon you fancy him out of, like, say, 10?
I don't like
Be
Tim.
Honest.
I don't really know him, like the ins and outs
of
Harry
Styles.
Yeah,
well, you don't need to know someone to fancy them. You can fancy them. I'm not talking about love.
Well, then a 10.
A 10. Well, that's embarrassing because he's on line one. Morning, Harry.
No!
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're joking.
I'm serious.
I'm going to kill
you. How are
you?
Absolute favourite.
When's your birthday?
My birthday is the 1st of February.
Oh, so you're an Aquarius?
I am an Aquarius.
Cool, I'm a Pisces.
Uh-oh. Fishy,
all right.
Fishy water signs.
Is that the fish?
Yeah, I'm a fish.
Okay.
Do you like fish, Harry?
Depends.
I want to die, I'm so awkward.
I like sushi.
He likes sushi. He likes it raw, Kesha.
Well, guess what? You came to the right lady then. You like fish.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, that
that's
video.
A great reaction.
Oh, Jesus. A video of all of that awkwardness is on the Radio 1 YouTube now and Radio 1 Facebook.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's been nice to see you the last couple of nights, Chris.
Do you know what we've been doing? We've been enjoying the sun.
Yeah. Getting a bit social, you know what it's like. Once the temperature goes above 10 degrees in the UK, everyone heads outside. And it's been really nice the last few days.
Well, I was going to have a little picnic last night. Which I invited you along to, but we ended up just staying in the pub.
Mm. Now, I've noticed that over the summer, pubs' laws seem to change.
Mm.
Should we say it?
Yeah, yeah.
Move behind the barrier. So there is what seems like an impossible line outside, and if you stray over it, they go mental.
Mm.
And this only seems to happen in the summer. It doesn't happen any other time of year. So we got told to move beyond the barrier at least three or four times last night.
We just kept getting hassled and hustled by various members of staff in this place, but it happens in every pub.
So we're outside, okay, and this doesn't happen like in November, December, January, February. There is no barrier. Not that there's any barrier anyway. There's nothing there. Mm. It's in this person's head. It's an invisible line. You move back behind the line. Well, can you stop guarding the line and get behind the bar again and serve me a drink, please?
It's busy.
It's really busy because you're too busy guarding the invisible line in your head.
Right, the thing is obviously, it's because it's generally in bars where there's like roads. And what they want to do is allow enough space that people can walk past.
But yeah, but we weren't in the way of anyone.
But you know what? There's not that much sun in the UK generally. Let's just enjoy it for a little bit. Stop guarding the line.
Can you give us a break?
Do you know what it felt like?
I'm not a sheep.
Exactly. That's exactly what it felt like. I expected a little sheepdog to come out any minute, sort of round me up.
Actually, I'd quite like that. Then I would probably pay attention.
Probably be quite funny thinking
but
about
every
it,
time it was a
move by the barrier.
All right, we get the idea.
It was a little bit babe at times.
What?
You know, like a
babe.
Who? But I know why they're doing it. I know that, you know, you're probably not meant to stand there on the pavement with a drink and that, but just come on.
Come on.
Just enjoy the sun.
Yeah. It's once a year. It's probably not going to last more than another week.
Yeah.
Should we go out again today and see if we get told to move beyond the barrier? Lottie in Worthing says, I think it's a London thing. There's no barriers outside of London. Only nightclubs have them, surely. Where I live, you buy a drink and then go and sit down at a table outside. Oh, you don't have the invisible barrier that no one can see. Someone strayed outside the barrier last night in a central London drinking venue and got a member of security blowing a whistle at them. They've got whistles now.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's your final warning if you go out behind the barrier again.
It did feel like I was not going to be served again because we constantly strayed.
I know, but you just do, don't you? When you're chatting, you don't really think about it. Like, if you want to be like that about it, just get a big permanent marker and draw a line on the ground, because then you've actually at least got a barrier. Draw one on the floor.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, this went off on Twitter in America the other night, because the amazing Sci-Fi Channel has made another one of their ridiculous films. This is going to be my new favourite, and I want to see it. If any of our listeners in America are listening now, let me know if you've seen this film. I'm talking about Sharknado.
Oh, wow. What's this then?
This is a freak hurricane in this film, which sucks sharks up from the sea. That's quite hard to say.
Sounds like you got that voice jabber on.
Yeah, it does. I haven't. So it just brings the sharks from the ocean and hurls them at Los Angeles.
Okay. All right. So Sharknado. Yeah. So a mixture of shark and tornado.
Yeah. A massive tornado. A tornado filled with sharks.
Oh, wow.
Starring Tara Reid.
Which one's she?
Is she off of Scary Movie?
Oh, look, I've just been sent a link. So she's the one off American Pie.
Oh, that's it, American Pie. I think she might have been a Scary Movie as well. But she gets great lines in it, such as, "We can't just stand here and wait for sharks to fall out of the sky."
I'm just looking at pictures of it at the moment. So this is quite literally... A tornado has come along, taking all the sharks out of the water.
And just throws it at LA.
And there's a whole film about the sharks going around in a tornado.
It's been a while. I used to be obsessed with this channel, but it's been a while since they've made one this good. What a plot. What a genius, whoever came up with this. I've got the trailer.
Sharks. Tornado. Sharknado. Enough said.
We're going to need a bigger chopper.
We're going to stand and fight.
Tara Reid in the sci-fi original movie Sharknado premieres next Thursday at 9.
Oh, we've got to get our hands on this somehow. Oh, wow. It was trending number one worldwide on Twitter when it was being shown in America on the sci-fi channel. And the thing is, our sci-fi channel will eventually show it here.
Right.
And here's the thing. If they're listening at the moment, can you maybe put it on next week or something? Really soon. It's Radio One Movie Week next week. Let's get it on the Sci-Fi Channel next week.
Let's push for Sharknado to get on.
Sharks. Tornado. Sharknado. Enough said.
We're going to need a bigger chopper.
We're going to stand and fight.
Tara Reid in the sci-fi original movie Sharknado premieres next Thursday at 9.
A bunch of sharks get caught in a storm and then wreak havoc on the world.
Who thinks of that? I mean, who has thought this up? This is someone's idea and someone's gone, yeah, go on then, I'm going to invest. I'm in. I mean, this sounds like something I would come up with.
Yeah, it does. So you can imagine the meeting, can't you? Like in Hollywood somewhere. So guys, like I think in my head, a freak hurricane like swamps Los Angeles, and then thousands of sharks terrorized the population, which are all waterlogged. Brilliant. Yeah, sounds great. Where do I sign?
I'm just trying to think of a sequel here. Flantnado.
What's that?
A tornado comes and sweeps up all the flying ants.
I need to see this film.
Throws them back at Los Angeles.
Not quite as dramatic as sharks. Yeah, we get Tara Reid. Hi, Tara. Can you do the follow-up? It's about flying ants.
Have you heard of some of the other films that have been on sci-fi? I'm just reading this article about it.
Don't you remember a while ago on this show we were doing... I was obsessed with one called... I think it was... Was it Snakes on a Train? I think that was the other one that I was into.
Some of the ones here include Arachnoquake, which I can only assume is something to do with spiders and earthquakes. Sharktopus.
Yeah, Sharktopus was the one. That was the one we talked about before.
And Sharknado. Wow.
Fair play to whoever came up with that. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Where are you today?
I'm in Tynemouth, like Newcastle, and it's boiling hot, actually, which is unusual.
Yeah. Heat wave. What are you saying?
It's very nice. I'm a screenwriter, and I was at a pitch session recently, and I heard in Hollywood there's a film in development called Bee Tornado.
So it's bees in a tornado this time that wreak havoc on the world.
Yeah, so you're not far off with your ideas. You should pitch them.
I've just thought of three more, if you're keen to hear.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Beavercane. That's going to be beavers in a hurricane. Wormquake, someone's texting, I've robbed it.
One-eyed monster.
Which is going to just be worms and earthquake. And then I've thought of a good one here. Again, I've robbed it off someone's text, so credit to you. Hake on a train, which is going to be like snakes on a plane, but with fish.
I think we should start work on it.
Jess in Belfast says apparently the sequel to Sharktopus is going to be called Piranaconda.
They're just getting better. The level's amazing.
Have you ever come up with a film as good as this?
No. I hope mine are going to be as good as this one day.
Well, listen, Lauren, it's good that we've got your number and I might keep it if it's all right, because my friend Chris here loves writing plot lines for films.
Yeah, it's my thing.
Okay, great, okay.
Have you done any that we would know?
I've done some good feature documentaries and some novels, one called Wave Riders that... did really well, but we're developing a feature at the moment, so called The Undertow, that you'll have to look out for.
Will do. Do you get to go to Hollywood much?
Now and again, yes.
Okay, good. So you can take our ideas with you.
Yeah, I think we should all go and just pitch it. and Hake on the Train.
Let's collaborate. I'm keen on One-Eyed Monster. It's a monster with one eye.
Yeah, it's got a slightly dodgy connotation.
No? Oh, well, that's not just in your head. So next week on The Breakfast Show, Monday, Grimmy is joined by Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Tuesday, right. Vanessa Hudgens. Wednesday, Daniel Radcliffe. Thursday, Miley Cyrus. She's in films. Seen any of them?
Me?
Miley Cyrus.
No. I know, I've heard of her, but...
What's she been in?
Parent Trap.
Hello. Hannah Montana, the movie.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then Friday, Nicolas Cage and Hugh Jackman as part of Grimmy's Education in Cinema, which they're doing next week. It's all about the movies next week on Radio 1. So like they're teaching Grimmy about them because he knows nothing.
So what we could maybe do is pitch Hake on a Train to one of those guys.
Yeah.
Get them involved.
Lauren, we'll keep your number because it might be a useful thing later date, if that's all right.
Brilliant. We'll get it written. You'll have it cast by the end of next week.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
We're going to be stars.
Daniel Radcliffe, hopefully.
Yeah, we need to talk to these people next week and see if they'll be in it. Thanks, Lauren. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Okay, I've got a date for when they're going to put Sharknado on TV here. Sci-Fi Channel, September 15th.
Has this been bumped forward or something?
No, like... I think it was always supposed to be on then. But maybe they can... That's a long time to wait. Well, not that long. But, I want it on earlier than that.
Mm.
Oh, make at least August, please. I can't wait that long. And maybe I'll just have to, put up with the trailer for now.
Mm.
I mean, that's probably going to have to be enough, isn't it? Another film that they might be making, if Sharknado is a success, Larmageddon. Not even joking.
Serious?
Not even joking.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, everyone. Remember this from earlier in the week on Real or No Real?
Radio 1's Lord of the Dance, DJ Danny Howard, is so short, he performed his whole DJ set at a club in Northern Ireland on Friday night, standing on an upturned plastic crate.
And here he is, it's Danny Howard.
That's not fair.
That one is real.
It was real. Well, I got there. The dance. It was like some giant had installed this DJ box in this club I was playing at, and I couldn't quite reach. Well, I could reach, but people couldn't see me. Could have been anyone DJing.
Yeah.
So I found this empty beer crate and turned it upside down, stood on it. So, yeah.
And today we have managed to get you like a flight case.
Thank you so much.
And you're very tall now.
I feel like I should be spinning the tunes or something.
You should. Do you feel tall?
Feel very tall.
Very tall. You look very tall.
I'm not used to being this tall.
I know.
I'm quite short.
We weren't calling you a short person.
Yes, you were.
I'm kind of umpa-loompa-ish.
Yeah, you said umpa-loompa.
I was actually driving at the time and I heard it. I could only just, see above the steering wheel at the time, but it's fine.
Well, so he's on a box. I mean, it is quite weird.
Yeah, but at least I can see you.
Do you feel small, Chris?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not much taller than you, if I am at all.
Yeah, I don't think you are. Hold on, let's have a look. Should we do the classic back-to-back thing?
Go on, then.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
back-to-back. Yeah, and there's not much in it.
Not much in it.
You two.
You stick on your crate,
I'm
mate.
Tall.
Anyway,
that's thank you.
Back on your crate. Danny's playing Real or No Real next. He's on Dance Anthems tomorrow.
And tonight as
and
well.
And tonight.
Double whammy.
Pete Tong.
No, he's on later.
You're at 7 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, Greg's not doing it today.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, part-time Greg today.
Yeah, but you have been doing Pete Tong show a little bit.
Yeah, I did Pete Tong a few weeks ago.
Did you not
get
the memo?
That was good, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know that.
I thought you listened.
I do sometimes.
Okay, good.
6 o'clock tonight. Dance Anthems with Danny Howard today. An extra special treat. Yeah. When's your birthday, please?
Sunday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Birthday weekend, thank you.
Are you going to be in Ibiza or somewhere?
Tonight in Ibiza, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Then tomorrow night.
I've left free because I didn't want to plan anything, because when you plan something, sometimes it doesn't always go the way you want it to go.
Did you want us to do you a party?
If you wouldn't be so kind. Maybe I could come to Cavos with you.
Yeah, why not? Okay, so Danny's playing Real or No Real next. On a box, so he looks taller.
Literally.
After Professor Green. This is Are You Getting Enough? Professor Green. Remember this from earlier in the week.
Professor Green and Miles Kane decided to collaborate on the single Are You Getting Enough when they were introduced by Simon Rimmer on Channel 4's Sunday Brunch.
Now, some people are getting it twisted. You have to remember which ones are real or no real, because there will be people now who listen to that going, did you know that Simon Rimmer introduced Professor Green and Miles Kane? And you've got to remember the ones that are...
That one is no real.
Didn't actually happen, so don't present as fact. Okay, so Danny Howard's standing on a box. He's towering above us.
Yeah, I am.
He's on Dance Anthems tonight and tomorrow on BBC Radio 1.
Yep.
So you're flying back from Ibiza for your show?
Yeah, so after tonight's show, straight to the airport to Ibiza.
How do they do that?
Going to DJ on a box for a bit, come back and do the show tomorrow.
Don't pretend that's normal.
Well, it is now. No, it's a new thing. People are going to book me and expect me to bring a box.
Not, no, I mean...
DJing
in a Ibiza.
Oh, right, okay. I'm getting mixed up. No, it's
I love it. It's just casual. Casual weekend.
Yeah, so just fly back. And,
yeah, flying into the I'm on the terrace and then
flying
I'm
flying back. just do a show, yeah.
Just do a show, yeah.
Okay, what about these lot of facts for Real or No Real? Friday's Real or No Real. Let's go. 10 Scott Mills points for each one that you guess correctly.
In the event of an emergency at his $22 million house in LA, Sir Elton John can escape to an underground garage down a chute hidden behind a painting on the wall in the living room and flee in a range of high-powered vehicles.
Wow. It's like the White House or something, isn't
it?
It's
similar to Batman. That's what we're saying.
What, so they, do you think the car's started already? It's like they're always just... they're just kind of turning over in case. Mm. Start the car, I'm coming down, darling.
On a slide. That'd be even better.
I'd like the idea of Elton John having an escape chute.
Right, I heard of a workplace of a company. I obviously don't want to say who they are, but they have a... they've installed, like, a slide from the top floor to the bottom floor. And this is real. And it's like a chute.
Why?
So that staff can get from the top to the bottom. Like,
because it's quicker than a lift.
How cool is that?
That is pretty cool.
What, an actual company?
An actual, yeah. I'm being serious.
They've like a roller coaster?
Like a sort of old
helter
school
skelter.
Helter-skelter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I want that.
They should do one here.
They really should, because you have to wait a long time for the lift, let's be honest.
You do.
But does Elton John have one in case of emergency? It's just
you never know.
Shoot.
You never know. I'm going to say real.
What kind of emergency would he... I can't...
He's Elton John.
£22 million house, Chris.
But it's in his own... I suppose, yeah. If you had a house that expensive, you would install that, wouldn't you?
If you had that much money, you would.
Mm. What do you say? Real?
Real.
Yeah, I'm going to go real on this.
That one is no real.
Isn't that just Thunderbirds?
It is Thunderbirds. That's what I meant, yeah.
Or Batman or Iron Man. Next.
When the potato was first introduced to Britain, people ate it as a dessert.
Nice. Mm. Like a potato cake. Is that where they came from?
Yeah, potato cakes.
Mm. Not really a dessert, though, is it? But imagine having it on in a bowl, maybe.
With custard.
Yeah, some ice cream. Potatoes and ice cream. Oh.
Nice.
And what an awful dessert that would be, probably.
Yeah. No real from me.
What you think? It's not sweet enough.
I know. But this potato cake thing's bugging me now because that could well be a pudding, couldn't it?
But also, that's not really a dessert either.
But then I don't understand when people do steak and kidney pudding as well. Instead of pie, they call it pudding.
Did that start a dessert as well, do you think?
And I'm like, what's going on there? I'm eating that as a main.
Yes, but it's not an actual pudding, is it? As in dessert. It's just because it's not a pie, it's not pastry, or it's kind of that.
Well, it sort
soft
of is, isn't
stuff.
It? Soft pastry, or I don't know.
They're the work of the devil anyway, you shouldn't eat those.
Okay. Right, well, I'm saying with this, but
the ones in the tin that you boil, yeah. All wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely 100% evil food.
Right.
Potatoes were originally a dessert, real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Fact.
There you go.
They were served as a tastier alternative to oat cakes in the 16th century. Tastier than oat cake.
Oh.
Are you hooing oat cakes?
Yeah.
They're brilliant.
They're like, it's like not a northern thing.
No, they're
Should
on.
Should I
now.
Know about this?
They're on. Oat cakes.
Oat right. cakes.
Yes, they're on.
Come on.
They are. All the girls in the office have them.
No, really? they're called rice.
No, they're also like oat cakes. Thank you.
They're healthy.
Thank you.
What are those ones you eat?
Thank
rice
you.
Things.
Thank you, the girl that's here, Cara.
Oat cakes.
Yes. Don't who oat cakes. Next.
Scientists have found that people who are desperate for the toilet make better decisions.
So.
Fair.
Imagine if you're desperate to go to the loo, but maybe, I don't know, you're doing some shopping in the supermarket or something. You're going to get round that supermarket in half the time. And you're going to make better food decisions as well.
If you forgot the toilet roll when you're shopping, you wouldn't.
True. So. I don't think it makes you do better decisions. I think it makes you do, like, obviously quicker decisions, which therefore means that you're forced to make an answer. You just go by your instincts. And your instincts are generally right, I find.
Good point.
So going by that, I'm going to say this is real.
No.
Daniel?
Thank you, Mum. Yeah, real. I'm gonna
say
real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Okay, give me 10 there, Chris. Chris just keeping score.
I know. Are you writing them down properly?
Yeah, yeah, I used to do that. Yeah,
next.
Gemma Kearney loves avant-garde fashion so much. She was spotted on Oxford Street last week removing some newly bought clothes from an H&M bag and stuffing them into an unmarked brown paper bag.
Oh.
Well, she's such a fashionista, she's too embarrassed to shop on the high street.
Wow.
And transfers it to an undisclosed bag with no branding on.
Oh, okay. Now, I've not thought of this kind of thing, but this kind of thing must happen a lot in the fashion world, mustn't it?
Definitely.
With the fashionistas.
Would that be the end of her fashion career if she got caught with a high street bag?
I don't
probably
know.
Probably, yes. I've done it a lot of times, though. We've all done it where we've hid the...
Transfer bags?
Not done it.
Hid the
have
bag.
Have you done that?
I've absolutely
done
that. Not.
No.
Oh, I have. Hmm? Or I've transferred it into a better bag with a different, better brand on it. Has no one else done that?
Have you then given that as a present with the bag to make it look like it's really... do you know what I mean?
No, darling, I just don't want to be seen with that brand on a bag.
No, right.
No names. So,
well, if that's a thing, then I'm going to say real.
It is definitely a thing.
Yeah.
Yes?
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
And that was a good round of real or no real, but who won?
No!
I won. I got 30 points. Danny only got 10.
Do I not get an extra 20 for my birthday this weekend?
No. I'll give you 10. Give him 10.
We start handing them out for birthdays.
That's the problem.
It's
then
a slippery slope, isn't it?
Point, because
you know what I mean? You've
got
to earn them.
A birthday every day. Okay. There's always someone with a birthday.
If you
every
say
day,
that, yeah. The floodgates will open.
Okay. It's true.
All right, be happy with your points and be off
to thank you.
Off to Ibiza with you.
Danny's on at 6 tonight. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you all.
And that was all the best bits of Friday's show. We're back on Radio 1 Monday, 1 till 4. If you can catch us live, then that's all good. If you can't, then get the best bits on this handy Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.